And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Robert.
Your Eminence, it is such a wonderful thing to see you today.
Q-Blob. It's a pleasure to see you as well.
Thank you. I like to be seen by you.
Yeah. Sometimes I come in here and I just close my eyes, but not today.
Yeah.
Today I'm like looking.
Yeah. And he's got a weird look in his eye, too.
I do.
Oh, it's weird. I mean, almost beyond weird.
Yeah, you could probably say that.
Yeah, I bet I could. How you been, man?
Good. Coming here now, right now, it's relaxing.
Oh, good.
All morning long, I've been doing, can you do this and do this and do this? So I've been doing this and that and the other.
The honey list.
Yep. I was doing a lot of that. But I got it all taken care of, and I had told you, hey, when you're ready, let me know. And I have not until probably, I don't know, probably the new year. I hadn't been probably been 4 months, 5 months since I played video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have actually had some free time, and I started playing some video games. And I sat down, turned it on, started playing, and you texted. I'm like, oh. Huh? So I said, I'll be there shortly, and I played till I died, which I knew was, I didn't expect to be playing very long. So, yeah, I didn't play very long.
Well, she called, my nurse called, and she said, I'll be there between 11 and 11:30. And usually they come right about, you know, about the middle sometimes. But this time she was running a little late. But, I mean, they're not here more than 20, 30 minutes.
Well, it worked out perfect because yeah. All the stuff I had to do, I had to run and had a meeting with someone
right.
For a little bit. And then I started having to replace all these light bulbs. And then one of them, I had to go buy a new one because it's like a circular fluorescent bulb.
Oh. Yeah.
And turns out I bought it and I said, man, this is like, I think I need a 9-inch one instead of an 8-inch one. And when I plugged it in, it didn't work. And then I tried the one that was in there. It probably, the connection was loose. It came on.
Or the ballast was not warmed up.
No, it's been out for a while.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was, I have a feeling that, because when I plugged it in and then I turned it on, it came on. And then I plugged it, I moved it, and it didn't come on. And then I tried it again, and it came on. So I think something's... But
well, I know one thing with fluorescents is sometimes when there's too much dust on them, on the bulb, it'll impede them from making a good connection and working well.
Yeah, this is no dust.
I've heard no dust, and it was probably an interior light.
Yeah.
Like laundry room or something.
Yeah, the entryway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got a cover on it.
It's not going to get that.
No. But I fussed with it a little bit and got it came back on.
There you go.
Put stuff away that had been, you know, out.
Well, I learned my little trick when I worked at a gas station, because I used to open there at like 4 a.m. I'd get there and open up and I'd turn the lights on and the lights would not come on in the bay, you know, on the area where you get gas.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't light up. And the guy that ran the place said, just get the hose out and hit him with some water. Hit him with some water and fired right up.
Why?
Because there was dust on the outside of the film, on the outside of the tube. And that dust can create an impediment for the electricity to run down the glass.
So the dust is not good for it, but spraying water on it is good.
Well, yeah, but you're cleaning off the dust.
Electrical contact.
Yeah.
So if you have like a plug and you plug it in and it doesn't work, just spray it with water.
Spray it with water, yeah.
Okay. Kids at home, try this. See what happens.
Yeah.
I remember in grade school, there was a kid. There was like a family that moved in. And Slapshot, you know Slapshot? The movie Slapshot?
Yes.
The Hanson brothers?
Yes.
These three kids were like baby Hanson brothers.
Really?
Yeah. They were like terrors. They were nice. They just were into everything.
If they saw that, they wanted to know how it worked.
One of them straightened out a paperclip and stuck it in a socket.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you that was enlightening.
Eye-opening, yeah. Yeah, I think he went home for the day.
Numb.
Yeah, it was like they said, yeah, don't do this. Don't do this at home. Don't do this at school.
Don't do this anywhere.
Yeah, not a good idea.
That's true.
Had the weather stripping come off the bottom of the door. I think it came out of the track, and when the door got opened, it just
pulled itself out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, can you fix this? And I was going to the backyard to grab a ladder to put that away, and then I saw what she was talking about. I'm like, oh. So then I tried to fix it. Oh, I can't fix it right away because the track was bent.
Right.
So I had to open it up and got it in, got that done. It was nice. I got all these things done, and then I thought, oh, I'm going to relax. I didn't know when you'd get done. And as soon as I sat down, do you want to get, I think my wife's trying to sabotage my eating. Oh, you want to go get this? You want to get that? No, I'm not really hungry. No, I'll get whatever you need. I mean, I've had a couple times where I've said, like, shoot, a couple Sundays ago, I went and played D&D, and I must have had 8 or 10, or maybe 12 Chips Ahoy, and another 3 or 4 oatmeal vegan thing, cookies, but they were really good. About 20, 25 chocolate-covered cherries. I think they were dried cherries, but they were, oh my gosh, they were.
They say if you really want to stick to something, don't deny yourself.
Yeah, I didn't deny myself that day.
Yeah, it sounds like you went almost overboard.
Yeah, almost. And then he made pizza, French bread pizza.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and so I had some pieces of that, and then I washed it down with a nice cold root beer. No, I didn't have a brewski. I could have, but I chose to have a root beer.
A root beer ski.
Instead of, yeah, root brewski. But
a like root ski.
Super Bowl, I will have a brewski or two.
Oh, yeah.
I intend to.
I'll be thinking about you guys.
I intend to indulge.
I should think you should.
Yeah, well, I will.
You know, one day a year.
Yeah, one year, Super Bowl. That's all we ask, one Super Bowl a year. So,
yeah. Okay.
So what else is new with you?
Not a whole lot. You know, just kind of get into better routine with the getting up and going to bed at night. That could be kind of a struggle from time to time. So.
Because you?
Well, I don't get up real well, and I don't move around real well. So that being said, it's not that I can't move around, but with the routine, it's like, I do this, and then I get to this, and we do this, and we do this, and then this. So it becomes almost programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing she hates is if I come in here to go to bed, and I get laid down in bed, and then I'm like, hey, I forgot my phone, and hey, I forgot.
Got it.
And she's back out of the room and going to get stuff, and apparently she doesn't like walking.
Well, that's a good exercise plan. Hello, what are you doing? You should be thanking me.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't look at it that way?
No.
Oh.
No. Even if I look at it that way, and she agreed with
me. See what happens if you said that. Hey, this is a good exercise plan for you.
Oh, yeah.
Does your phone come flying at your head?
No, but you should see the other things that might be flying at me.
Oh.
Because there's a time during that whole process where I'm rather exposed.
Got it. Yeah.
And that could be detrimental.
Yes, to your exposition.
Yes. Yes, so. Hmm. How about you? What do you got going on?
Working. I've been working and living. Working.
What's your next, what's the next, like, vacation plan you got?
Really don't have one till maybe May. I think we go camping, fishing and camping. I did go fishing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went fishing at Maloney's. Caught my first carp ever.
Really?
Yeah, I've never caught a carp.
Kind of weird looking fish, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking. And then I caught a couple trout after that.
Oh, right on.
Decent size. So, what the hell? My brother-in-law calls and says, hey, you want to go fishing? Okay, yeah. I don't have my license. Oh, we'll get it on the way. So we drive out there and stop at some little gas station, bait shack area place. And picked up a couple things and then continued on. And, I think I'm going to sneeze. Here it comes. Oh, I hate that one.
I know, you don't get to do it.
oh, phew, thank you.
Oh. At least when you do that, it makes you feel better.
Yes. So.
I hate when they get locked up, too.
Oh, uh-huh. I hate when my wife does it. It scares the crap out of me. Like, really? Well, I don't want to keep it in. Yeah, but you turn to me and, like, sneeze all over me. Well, nothing came out. Yeah, but the sound is loud.
Yes, it did.
Whatever.
See, this is lung tissue.
Yeah. So we get to the place, and we probably have, like, a 50, 75-yard hike to the shoreline from where we parked. And we're carrying a couple. Like, I brought four poles. And he brought four poles. Give me a chance to, I could work on some stuff. And while I was fishing and then do some other things. So, and he had a tackle box and he had a couple tackle boxes and a new one. And he was going to, oh, you know what? I'll move stuff in and a chair and a water bottle. And so we're carrying all this stuff and we get there and it's cold. Oh my gosh, it was so cold. And I got a jacket, and I got this jacket that I bought for fishing years and years ago. I mean, I've had it since at least, I think I bought it in 94 or 95, because I think my wife was wearing it. Maybe she wasn't, but she would wear it all the time. And it's big, and it's not, functionally it's great. Aesthetically, it just looks like you're just wearing a big blue jacket. But it's got, like, the hood will extend about 2 or 3 inches, probably 3 or 4 inches from my head. So I've worn it when it's raining, and it keeps the rain off my face. And so I got this on, and I'm standing on the shore, and my brother-in-law's about 15 yards to my right, and I face him, but I can't see anything. I mean, I can see, it's like almost like having blinders on. I can see a certain little spectrum of vision, and somebody comes up behind us and says, hey, any luck? And my brother-in-law's, no, we just got here, and I think I might have a pole in the water already. And then the guy goes, and I haven't looked to see. He goes, do you guys have your licenses? And then I look. What do you know? It's a warden. I'm going, great.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I had it and, you know, broke it out and said, yeah, here it is. And he looks at it. And then he looked at my brother-in-law's and then left. But
did you? Well, I.
Did I pucker? No.
No.
No, I have my license. I didn't pucker.
No, there's apparently you don't have to have a fishing license. Have you heard that yet?
No.
if you read the California Constitution, there's an actual amendment that disallows the government to keep you to. The government cannot
require
cannot require you to have a license to fish state waters.
I'd have to look at that.
It's pretty cool. If you write it down and like have the Constitution in your tackle box, if they come and get you, and you can have a license and then tell them no and see if you can get into an argument with them about.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look into that. I could see that, something like that.
Yeah, I read it.
And you just needed to fish, like the surf fishing, or in the.
Doesn't matter.
No, if you're fishing in the ocean, that's not California waters.
Well, isn't it California waters out to 20 miles?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Well, that's United States waters. I don't know if it's California. Right. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, you should look it up.
Yeah. So I think in May I may be going fishing and camping for a few days.
Cool.
That's the only thing that I really have on the docket.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
Maybe in June I know I'm going camping.
Your annual.
Yes. And then other than that, I don't have anything. I have a couple days off here and there, but I may be going. My Rozo was talking about having a, I guess some of his friends are getting together, but one of them can't make it, and they play, I guess they play poker, and they spend a couple nights at his cabin. And he said, I can invite King Cow. But I don't know when it is, and he said he'd let me know. So I may have a couple, couple days, some long weekend.
Well, that sounds fun.
Whatever, yeah. But other than that, no, nothing.
All right. Okay. Well, do you want to get to music, or you got some other stuff you want to cover?
Yeah, let's get to some music.
Okay.
Do you have a hard time getting it up?
Big time. It cramps.
I wish mine would cramp. Then I would know it's there. We'll be right back. Well, that was interesting.
What, did you like that?
Yeah, I did like that. That I if you were asking me, I would say that was what jazz is.
Yeah.
But well, the only jazz you played was Mahavishnu. And but that was progressive jazz, I yes. believe.
Yes,
that was. But yeah, jazz. That was there was elements of that that like at the end when that bass was playing.
Yep.
That I thought, oh, this is like hello, this isn't in time with the beat, the, you know, the underlying soft percussion that was going throughout that song.
Yeah.
The bass didn't jive with that. But it wasn't horrible. That part wasn't horrible.
Okay.
But then the horns were it was pretty smooth, pretty mellow.
Smooth, yeah.
I kind of did like that, except for I don't understand having someone whatever the sample of the person saying whatever they were saying. Maybe that bag it.
Yeah. Yeah, you never could get that.
But I can tell you right now, there's no way I'm going to guess who this is.
No, I know you won't.
Oh, okay.
This is Chris Lang.
Who?
Chris Lang.
Like L-A-N-G? Yes. Like old Lang Syne?
Yep.
Okay, I still don't know who it is.
I didn't figure you would. It's an album called Soul Food.
Who is this guy?
He's a sexist.
There's a lot of sexists around now. I know this.
Yes.
I don't know why he puts out an album if he's a sexist.
Because he wants to intimidate.
Okay. You know what? Good point. Good on him. More power to him.
Yeah. So, I just, you know, it had all the elements that I like in a lot of music, and that's horns and bass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the subtle bass rolling through the rest of the song was really kind of nice.
How did you find this?
I've had this for a few years now. I don't know, I was probably just looking through a bin and saw, oh, Chris Lang. I heard the name.
I've never heard the name.
And I was like, oh.
Well, I might have heard the name, but not as an artist. Like there'd be somebody I know, maybe his name is Chris Lang.
Gotcha.
But if I've heard the name Chris Lang, it has nothing to do with this guy.
Okay. Well, all I know is that I saw it and it looked interesting. It didn't, I mean, the album cover is nothing special, but it's like soul food. And that kind of intrigued me.
You're funny. I do not buy, waste my money on things that may or may not be. Well, this looks cool. Well, at least musically. I have to know I'm looking for a specific thing or know the group.
Yeah.
You just, I like the way this looks. Oh, you know what? This sounds interesting. What was that? What was that one you did? What was his name? Spencer. John Spencer?
John Spencer Group, yeah.
Because the name of the album was Blues Explosion.
Right.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I'm buying this because it says Blues Explosion. That's like okay, you know what? When I go to my local porn store. You know what? Give me that. I want that one, Blue Ball Explosion. So I just go by the name of the. I go by the name of the magazine
device.
Or the device. Yeah, I mean that's just totally what. Oh, you know what? Give me this one because it says Puff. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it sounds cool. Puff.
Hey, Puff.
It's funny.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, it's funny how I've never done something like that.
Oh, that's kind of the way I like buying them these days.
I know, it's hilarious. I've seen stuff. I will take that back because I did go to Rasputin's and I bought a couple albums, or it was DVDs. But I knew them.
Right.
I didn't know if I had them already.
Oh, okay.
But you know how much they cost?
$3.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have bought them if they cost that much.
95 cents.
Yeah, I think one was, I think a couple of them were 95 cents. One was 50 cents. I'm like, if I have it, I wasted a quarter. Well, I think my one might have been a quarter. So my thought was, if I lost, it's just like I flipped a quarter and I lost.
And it fell in the gutter. And yeah, the
drain. I could live with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just spending $3, I probably wouldn't have done it.
It's really? It's
up higher. There. There you go. I'm watching him play with his glasses.
Yeah.
And try to get them on.
pretty interesting look, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't necessarily buy something, especially if I don't. If I saw Chris Lang, and I would not buy the album because I've never heard of him. Soul Food. There's plenty of names of albums like, oh, that sounds like a cool album. But if I don't know who they are, I would be going, I don't want somebody I don't like. And then you have your friends ask you, why do you have this? Because I thought it looked cool.
I thought I'd throw a quarter down the drain.
Quarters a lot different than spending greenbacks.
Really?
For me. Oh, yeah. I don't want to waste my greenbacks on something that I may most likely will not like. You're assuming.
I can accept that.
I'd rather get something that I know I like.
For greenbacks.
Yeah, or for quarters. The movies I bought, I knew I would. One was Lethal Weapon 4. One was the Heartbreak Kid.
That's a good movie. See Lethal Weapon 4. I wouldn't spend a quarter on.
My wife likes Mel Gibson. I didn't know if I had it, so I got it in case she did.
Because she wanted it.
Because I know we had at least one and two and probably three. And it turns out we had one, two, three, and four.
So you have 2 4s now.
Yeah. I have a 2x4 also. It's in my garage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's in your...
Yeah, bend over and I'll show you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm walking so stiff.
How dare you talk to me like that?
I wasn't talking to you. Nice. So, yeah, that song was all right. I wouldn't... Does it say... Because if I saw the name Soul Food, I wouldn't think it was this kind of music.
It's if you look at the what it's listed under the genres.
Yes.
It's R&B.
Okay. This is kind of R&B-ish.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz.
So like I said, you know, it wasn't something that I had any clue and indication as to what I was going to get. But sometimes I find it really fun to just go out and, you know, okay, I go over to, what do they call it now?
Oh, Mad Monks.
The Mad Monks. And go there and go, okay, well, I'd like to find this, and I'd like to find this. I mean, I got several on my list that I'd like to find.
Right.
And every time I've been in there, they don't have it. And I've asked them, can you find this? Do you have it at the other store? And I don't ever get a response, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I could go online and buy it. But
it's kind of a, I like the challenge.
Well, I like the challenge. Plus, it gets me in there and makes me look around
and get something else instead sometimes.
Yeah, something like Soul Food, you know, which I actually really enjoy.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, this is like good backyard party music.
Yeah.
You know, like during the day, if you were having a barbecue or something.
Yeah, it's something that's playing in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So, that was my thing with it. So, would you like to hear the next song?
Sure.
Okay.
What was the name of that song?
Thanks.
Okay.
I'll let you know the next round.
All right. Thanks. And then you can tell me this song too.
It was called Anywhere. We'll be right back.
Like he's all I got, all them new sneakers and cars, they gon' rotten despite where I've been, though. He's still a friend, yo, holding on tight to my hand, don't let go. And I know there ain't no place, don't show all of that. Everywhere I'm in your power, he holds. Just give me your backpack and maybe 12 tracks. So first you turn on life, cause I know that's gon' last. Then I'ma take them tracks and stretch across the map. Add it up and pass the map to all that's in my path. Spain, Indonesia, to Africa, London, Brooklyn, Yugoslavia, Italy, to Killer, Cali, Cuba, Canada, Jamaica, where you can take ya, anywhere. Thank God I can thank God. Near far, thank God I can thank God. Anywhere, thank God I can thank God. Near far, thank God I can thank God. Anywhere, thank God I can thank God. Near far, thank God I can thank God. Anywhere, thank God I can thank God. Near far, thank God I can thank God. I need a minute for my First Amendment. I got a right to praise God, big him up, give him props and all that. He teaches the best classes. My study group and lab is all across the Atlas. How in the world is he concerned with me? There's over 7 billion others in the world but me. Picture this, you're here but he's everywhere. Thank God I can thank God anywhere.
Okay, I'm just going to say that was 100% more funky than Funk Harmonica.
Yeah, you got that right.
I was listening to it, man. I like that song as well. But that was, I heard that little funky guitar in there.
Yep.
That was pretty good song as well.
Yeah.
Pretty smooth. And that saxophone is really like velvety smooth.
Yes, very much so. Nice chops on it too.
Yeah.
But man, that guy really knows how to integrate that those sounds.
Yeah, it sounds know? It's
and it had a kind of a rap flavor to it.
Well, especially when he was singing.
Yeah.
So, but not like gangster rap.
Right.
More like Run DMC rap.
Yeah,
it was just, it wasn't a bad song.
There were elements of it that I really enjoy.
Yeah, well, I know you like rap. That's
rap,
that's a given.
Bass, horns, pretty much.
You love porn, I know.
I dig porn. Yeah. It's great. Yeah, it's like...
Bass, you like bass?
Yeah.
What else do you like? So you've told me you like porn and rap.
I like corn, too.
And corn. Do you enjoy it a second time?
No.
Okay.
Usually not.
Yeah. No, I don't either. But, no, that was, I kind of like that.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was, that was,
it makes me happy that you liked it.
Yeah, I live to make people happy.
Yes, you do.
Except for my wife. That's the only one I can't make happy. I don't know why. I try. I give.
I think that's because you had sex with her once.
Yeah, that's probably what. Yeah, that's a turnoff for most girls with me.
Yeah,
I've noticed.
That's what I've come to hear.
Yeah, I'm glad you got good hearing still.
Yeah. No, it's usually recorded. Yeah. Sent over me on MP3.
And I need to say this real quick. Just so you people listening know what I have to put up with. The start of this song, he was playing our show. So I'm like, why are we talking again? So I don't know what he hit, what he started, but I was laughing my ass off.
I just didn't close the window that the songs were in, that the song, that the speaking was in.
Oh.
So when I hit play,
you
started playing.
Okay, I didn't know what he did. I just started... My eyes got real big. This sounds like us.
I know. I heard that and I went, oops. Oops. And then I recognized I hadn't closed that window. So when I pressed play,
yeah, it was us.
So started playing us.
I love hearing me.
I love hearing you too.
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, down, boy. Down. You're just like your dog. Scratching. Nice. Good one.
Yeah. Would you like to hear the next song?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back.
That was pretty smooth too.
You like that?
That sounded like an old song though, like an old time. What they would play in the old gin joints in the twenties or
probably the 20s.
I mean, it had elements of
more modern jazz flavor, but
yes, but it had there was elements that also reminded me of old. Like if you saw something from the '20s or the '30s, it's like I like that though. That was
as do I.
I don't know.
This is why I sometimes go to the music store with nothing on my mind
and just buy something.
Yeah, you see something. What appeals to you? The artwork, the colors of the artwork, the name of the album. What is it that drew you to that?
So I will tell you this: if you go to if you go by that criteria, if you're looking for something and you see a whole bunch of some artist or a whole bunch of some specific album, there's two things. Either one, it was really popular and a lot of people had it, or two, it really sucked and nobody wants it.
This is true.
So you could run into that problem of getting stuck with somebody else's garbage.
Yes, that's true.
So,
but you know what they say? One man's garbage is another man's treasure.
Yeah, well, they do say that.
You know, because I imagine there's some people that really like the blues explosion.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
And, you know, I mean, until I got turned on to it, it was like, I don't know who they are and I don't know nothing. But it was a pretty cool looking album cover. You know, and I like the fact that by picking something you don't know. I mean, if you blew a quarter, you blew a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter.
Okay, but remember that I smoked cigarettes, which is probably why I'm in the condition I'm in.
So,
but the reality
instead of
is,
buying a pack of cigarettes, you buy a...
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
That's this easy give. You know, if somebody asks, well, why'd you buy that? You know, well, I could have bought smokes.
Yeah, and because I didn't smoke, and I do, I will tell you this. When I was young, when I was in high school, a joint was $2.
Yeah,
I'm like, why do I want to spend $2 on a joint?
Right.
First, I don't smoke.
When I get some,
but I can buy
candy bar.
Bubblegum. You say candy bar. I almost want to say that candy bars, were at most 25 cents.
Right.
So I could buy 8 candy bars.
Yep.
Because I remember when I could buy, I could go with a dollar, I could buy 10 candy bars. And you know what? I'm going to get the Charleston Chew because look how long that brother is.
I love that bar.
I did too. It tasted good.
Oh, yes.
They all did. I mean, you can buy 10 for a dollar. I was buying, I'm going to get 3 Musketeers and.
Should have bought a warehouse.
Should have.
Bought a whole bunch of those.
Yeah,
filled up the warehouse.
Oh, so
figured out how to keep them stable in this century.
For me, that's what I would do. So, or I could buy, I'd say baseball cards. We'll just say they were 25 cents a pack. I could buy 8 packs of baseball cards.
Yeah.
So, if you put it that way, oh yeah,
Yeah.
But that's why I go. I'm not spending $2. Not that I would spend it, but people would say they spent $2 on that. I'm like, okay. Or now it's probably the same for like buying a cup of coffee. You can, you know what? I just went to the store and bought a CD instead of a cup of coffee or an album.
And I get to enjoy the album
forever.
Or the CD forever.
Yeah.
Whereas the coffee, I'm going to piss out about.
So you'll enjoy
hours.
It twice. You'll enjoy it when you ingest it and when you un-ingest
it. When you release it.
Yeah.
Into the environment.
Yep, that's your...
Gotcha.
Your two enjoyments of that thing. Yeah. And it may be three, because if it's got caffeine, it may make you go poop.
Might make you go poop.
It may give you the bowel movement.
And give you the zingers that you want.
Yeah. But, the pleasure you get out of it is...
Oh, the pleasure you can get. The pleasures you can get.
Is inconsequential.
Yes.
To the... But... But So I guess if you bought a cup of coffee and it was bad, that's like, oh, this one was a bad CD.
I can pour that one down the drain.
Yeah, and the CD you can just use as a coaster.
Yeah.
Or a Frisbee.
Yes.
So.
Or a throwing star.
Oh, yes, for the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to cut it up first.
Right.
To make
that's
it
true.
To make it proper.
I agree.
Proper poking.
I agree.
That's what my wife said last night. I want proper poking.
Proper poking.
Not improper.
Yeah. And I'm the most improper individual in the world.
I am. So yeah, I've pretty much enjoyed this. This is one of your better surprises.
Would you like to hear the next kind?
Yeah, how many more do we have?
We got two more.
Okay, yes. Thank you. I like the dueling trumpet and saxophone.
You like that, huh?
In the in the end of that song.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
I just like the low end of that whole thing that just really carries it. You know, and then everybody gets to play on top.
Right.
Kind of feature what instrument they're playing at the moment.
Nice. It's pretty mellow.
I thought I'd take us down a notch or two for, you know, screaming type of stuff. So
yeah. Interesting.
And it'd be a good way to flow back into probably some more mainstream sounds, you know, as we get through the year.
Yeah, I know what I'm playing.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right. For the year.
I have an idea.
I couldn't put anything in an order, but I know what I got to play, and it, yeah, I could probably do the rest of the year. Well, no, I only get half that, so I probably don't have enough yet to get me through, you know, my half a year.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'll find something.
I got plenty to.
Yes, you do.
I have some that I think, like, I have a turkey that I'm just going to pick something. I've never heard it. But I have the album. I don't know why. I just got in a collection. So
really?
Yeah, so I'm just going to do, I don't know what it sounds like. It's probably going to sound great. We're all, oh, that was awesome.
Do you recall, like, I don't know if it'd be the soundtrack, but for the animated version of Robin Hood and Little John.
Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest. Oodle-lally, oodle-lally, golly, what a day.
Do you know who sings that?
Robin Hood and Little John.
Just curious. No. I couldn't think of it, but my wife did.
Oh, I don't know.
Roger Miller.
Oh, okay.
So.
I love that song.
Me too.
I got Disney Plus, and you can choose avatars for, so I got it. My kids and wife, they probably, my kids set it up and they picked avatars for everyone, but they didn't do anything for me.
Right.
So one day I went on, let me do this. Oh, and I honestly, I can remember what, it was the day after Christmas. And so I got a game, and so I think it was the day after Christmas. Might have been when we came back from the cabin, so New Year's Eve. But I said, "Oh, I'm going to do this," and I put it in. Most of the time when you have something, it has to update. And it was probably when we came back, because I would have had too much to do. But that's probably why I started playing, because, oh, I did something, and I'm like, oh, let me try this. So when I put it in, it let me, the Xbox let me pick Disney Plus as a app to install. And so I did it, and then I updated it or whatever. And then it says, okay, who are you? And then for me, I got to pick whatever. And I picked Robin Hood from that. From the Robin Hood,
okay.
the Disney, yeah. Robin Hood, that's my avatar.
That's the best version.
I like that version. No, my favorite is Errol Flynn.
Really?
Yeah, I love that version. I love that movie.
Well, for being real life, you know, real live actors.
But yeah, it's a good version. I've always liked. I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
So
most definitely.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I found it, it was what, I mean, for animated stuff and movies and whatnot, I like it because of the storyline and the way the characters are developed in that, in mm-hmm. the animated version.
And I liked that they used actors from other movies. Baloo. They used Baloo to play Little John.
Right.
I'm like, that's Baloo.
It is. But I think that's what's kind of cool.
I agree.
You know, I mean, not to just get to hear his voice, but I like the fact that with that, having heard that voice, they could come up with like a caricature.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if you could consider it a caricature or not, but you know, just you know, have some fun with his looks.
Uh huh.
To match the dude Doldy kind of intellect.
Little John.
Little John.
Little John. That's what my wife calls me.
She calls you little cow?
Yeah. Baby. Baby cow.
Baby cow. With a soft, supple leather exterior.
It's supple. It's not soft. It's hard.
No, I didn't say it was. I didn't say. I wasn't referring to.
Oh.
I wasn't referring to Mo.
So, anyway, yeah. This is a good selection by you.
Thank you. Last song you ready for?
Last song I'm ready for.
Okay. We'll be right back.
That had a fun feel to it.
Yeah, I believe I've heard that before.
I almost want to. It seems like I have too, but I don't know.
I mean, I can.
Maybe it seems like an electric company or something. Some, you know.
It could have been, yeah, that would be more my guess.
But I don't think that's what it was, but it seemed like something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of had kind of an innocent feel to it.
Yes, it did. But overall, not something that I'm like, oh, I want to hear this all the time.
Right, right.
But it could definitely be something to play when you're, like you said, doing something. Ooh.
Yeah,
and have it on in the background.
Over, yeah.
And so it's not overpowering, and it's not, it's really mellow, and it kind of.
In a groovy way.
Yeah, and it kind of would kind of lighten the, keep everything.
Calm.
Yeah.
And relaxing, I think. Like, I could sit out in the backyard with a margarita and listen
right,
to this.
Right, exactly.
For hours.
Yeah, I could.
A couple hours, and I'd be totally nice. Tanned, and then you could go out, you know, or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, well, like one of the things that I do like, but I don't play it all the time. I rarely play it, probably, is I like listening to classical music.
Yes.
But my wife, I don't think she likes, like if we were driving and I found a classical station, I would, I'm going to leave this on and listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
I know she doesn't like it.
Right, right.
Just like I don't like country.
Yeah.
But I could put on classical music and have that playing, but I couldn't listen to it. I'm going to listen to it all nonstop because after about one album, I'm like, okay, I want to listen to something else. But.
Yeah, something I don't have to try to interpret.
I don't. I like listening to all the instrumentation. Yes. And that's what this was really, you could listen to all the instrumentation. And it's, you know, that you had a nice beat going through every song.
Yes, you did.
Because every song I found myself tapping my foot.
Oh, you did?
Every single song. Yeah, right in time to, because it wasn't a fast beat. I don't know what it was. But it was like steady and it was throughout the song. And then they overlaid whatever, the horns or the bass or whatever they were, the flute in that last song.
That last song, and right, that flute, I thought was real cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And the flute and the saxophone playing together.
I think the flute, you know, produces a really unique sound.
It does.
You know, because you can get that sharpness, or you can get that really slow draw out.
Yeah.
You know, at whatever volume you want. You know, you could play it real soft. You could play it real hard. And
did you ever play any instruments?
I have, yeah. I played the bass.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, duh. I knew that.
I played.
I did know that.
I didn't. You mean as far as the classical instruments stuff? No, I did not.
I think I told you this story, but when I was in, I want to say it was third grade, might have been fourth grade. They were seeing if you had an aptitude for instruments.
Okay.
And okay, so we'll see. We'll go, whatever. So they had like the practice drum set was like a little wood piece with a styrofoam. I don't even know what it was on top of it. Styrofoam it wasn't styrofoam. It was like foam, kind of foamy.
Okay.
On top of the wood, and that was your practice. It had some name.
Practice pad.
Yeah, practice pad. Maybe that's what it. It had some name. So they would have you drum on that, and then maybe blow on a clarinet or a
right.
Trumpet.
See what you.
So I'm going. So they just have us in line doing this. So I don't know if it's the class goes in and says, hey, let's see if you have an aptitude for any of these things, and I kid you not. This kid, and I almost want to say it was Danny Kaiser.
Okay, I know who that is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying from this is
that Wilhelm's brothers?
Yes, it was. He goes and he's going to blow on the trumpet And the teacher goes, okay, blow on the trumpet. And the kid puts the trumpet up to his mouth and blows. Snot flew out of his nose all over the teacher. I mean, it was all over.
Wow.
And then I was like right behind him or right beside him. So
some overspray.
I got nothing. It didn't hit me. It was like I had a camera and I was watching it. And I could have been over his shoulder. Whatever it was, I saw it, and it was slow motion, and it just sprayed everywhere. And I was like, I don't want to blow on that. My thought. And so then it was my turn. I went, boom. It was like, whatever. I'm not. And so you have no aptitude for any of these things. But I wonder how much I was actually scarred by that, because I remember it. I don't think I.
Yeah, it sounds like you remember it vividly.
Oh, I remember it vividly. It just came flying out, and it was like. It was like strings, and it was just up, and it went, and it covered everything. Oh, it was awesome and disgusting at the same time.
And the teacher was right in that.
Oh, he was in the blast zone, fully in the blast zone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, it was, I was like,
good job, Bill.
Danny.
Good job, Danny.
Like I said, I'm not sure if it was him. So if it wasn't you. Danny Kaiser, that probably doesn't even listen.
Okay.
I apologize. I just, oh my gosh.
You should be happy we brought you up at a story.
Yes, I'm telling you. Everywhere. And it was, I mean, as I think about it now, every once in a while I do recall that, and I in my mind I laugh. I find it humorous.
Oh, I can imagine.
So, anyway, I just was curious if you'd ever played anything like that, like clarinet. I had a sister to play the flute, sister to play the trombone.
My sister played the piano.
A couple of brothers played drums.
I didn't have any.
But
I guess I played the drum. Well, I didn't play the drums.
Well, I knew you played bass. I mean, that was stupid of me to ask.
No, but I mean.
But well, I was thinking horns or anything.
No.
So, huh, okay.
I used to. Well, I don't know if I've ever said this, but I was in a marching band for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Do you play the tuba?
No.
Oh, I thought because you could carry it.
No, that would have been one reason. No, I had the big bass drum.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Marching band and tumbler.
Yes.
And rodeo clown.
I was
oh my gosh.
I was very diverse.
That's awesome.
I tried everything.
I can't believe I didn't hear this.
I can't realize it. I never mentioned that before.
I know. I don't think I mentioned the blowing the horn thing.
No, you never had.
I know. And I can't believe, because that was.
I wonder how it came up.
I know how it came up now for me. Because there was horns in that, and I wanted to know if you played, and then I remembered, oh yeah, I did this. So, or this happened to me. So it was, I mean, I'm telling you, it just was like, it just shot out of his nose. I mean, lines and lines. It was like he was shooting like a spider web out of his nose. Exactly like that. Oh my gosh. It was so awesome. Anyway, I like that album.
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
That was a Chris Lang album titled Soul Food.
Yeah, it was a...
If you're so interested in...
Decent Bring.
Thank you.
By you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I solid B.
Nice.
I mean, even leaning... I'll just stay with B. But I like that.
Yeah, I think an A- would be pushing it for you.
Well, no, I was thinking B+. So...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, A- would be pushing it.
Yeah, easily. Yeah,
okay. But
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I've heard plenty of stuff that you brought that doesn't compare. So, yeah, so
you're too kind.
I know. I've been told that.
We have a benevolent king here.
Yes, please, kiss the ring. Thank you. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.